horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger.
Like nothing better than to drive them out of the valley.
That wouldn't be such a bad idea.
How can you say such a thing? They've settled on Government land, and they have a perfect right to stay there.
Cattlemen were here first.
There's plenty of room for both.
Well, like you said, ma'am, we won't argue. I'd just like to know where you get your information about the ranchers.
From Jeff Bryant.
Oh, him.
Don't you dare say anything against Jeff. He's a very good friend of mine. If you must know, he asked me to marry him. And I think I'm going to say yes.
No, you couldn't do that.
Why not? He's a fine man. He's intelligent, and he's strong and tall, and he's every bit as good-looking as you are.
There's just one awful thing about him.
There's nothing awful about him.
You can't deny he's a farmer.
So we're back to that again.
Yes, ma'am. It's sort of in the air out here.
Well, if you can't talk about anything else, I'd rather not talk at all.
Would you mind telling me if Jeff has any special complaints?
Not you.
For instance?
Well, there's a crazy young rancher named Dick Thompson, for instance. He thinks it's smart to get drunk and come riding into a peaceful little town like Ryanville and shoot up the place. Do you work for Kit Thompson?
No, ma'am.
Jeff told me all about him as a sort of warning. What I have to expect out here. But I'm not afraid of men like that. I like nothing better than meet him face to face and tell him what I think of him.
Yes, ma'am.
And when is the election you're going to have?
Oh, we mentioned that too, huh?
Of course. He didn't want me to come out until it was over. Can you give me one good reason why the ranchers want to get rid of a fine lawman like Sheriff Cameron and elect a ruffian like Red Gordon in his place?
We're partial to our friends, then.
The sheriff's never been unfair to the ranchers. He enforces the law, that's all. And this Dick Thompson.
Back to him again, huh?
Do you know him?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you deny that he's been threatening the homesteaders, trying to scare them out of voting for Cameron?
Well, maybe you're right about Chick. I guess he does drink too much. And when he drinks too much, he talks too much.
Oh, I despise a man like that.
My ranch is just over that way. I guess I'll be leaving you now.
Wait up, Bill! Oh, boy! Oh, there! Oh!
I don't see any buildings.
They're over the rise.
Oh.
That writing pad you got there, ma'am. Could I borrow your pencil and a sheet of paper?
Of course. Here.
Thanks. You see, being new out in this country, you might need a friend sometime. I'd like to know where you can get hold of me. Here you are.
That's very nice.
Adios.
Goodbye. Let me see.
Just a second, my honey. It's safe, Bill.
Ain't no shake.
That wasn't very good, but... Jake Thompson. Circle T. Ranch.
Adios. Get up, my boy. Come on. Get up,
that night, Chick rode over to Ben Chalmers' Bar X Ranch. He opened the front door without knocking and walked into the big living room. Red Gordon was sitting at the table.
Hello, Chick.
Howdy.
Where's Ben?
Right at the kitchen. He'll be back in a minute. How things going?
About the same, I guess.
What are you doing tonight after we get through with Ben?
I figured I might ride into Bryant's.
At the homesteader's town. What over the county seat for me?
No, thanks, Red.
Well, if you have to go to Bryantville, shoot it up a little before you leave.
Hello, Chick. I've just been hiring a new cook. It's the first time I ever took on an engine, but they just can't be choosers.
You got any orders for me?
Nothing special. Just keep up the good work. Pay a few more calls on the homesteaders and show them how straight you can shoot.
You figure that does any good?
Sure it does. The more we drum it into them that Claiborne is a cattle town and homesteaders aren't safe there, the better off we'll be on election day.
Sure, Chick. They got to go to Claiborne to vote. We got to keep them away.
If all the homesteaders vote, Red hasn't got a chance.
Well, if that's all, have a drink before you go. No, I'm cutting down.
That's a good idea. I wish I could persuade Red to do the same.
So long, Jen.
So long, Chick.
See you tomorrow night.
Yeah. So long.
Red.
Yeah?
Where's he going?
Bryantville.
You don't think he's getting friendly with the homesteaders, do you?
Oh, no. What gave you that idea?
I didn't like what he said. What's more, I didn't like the way he looked when he said it.
He just asked if you thought it did any good.
I heard him. But you know where we'd be if we lost him. Chick Thompson's the only reason we've got the cattlemen solid behind
us. I know. You don't have to worry, though.
You get over to Bryantville yourself tonight. Watch him close. I want to know everybody he talks to and everything he says.
You know, Ben, I'll watch him like a hawk.
An hour later, but the Lone Ranger, without his mask but wearing a disguise, reined up on the outskirts of Bryantville. He left Silver there and then started down the main street. Ahead of him, he saw a young couple come out of a small white cottage and turn toward the center of town. He slowed his walk in order to keep behind them. Their conversation reached him clearly.
I'm proud of you, Jeff. This is really your town. The stores and the new school and all the homes.
Well, you're giving me too much credit, Mary.
No, I'm not. It's yours, all of it. You let these people out here and you'll show them how to start a new life.
The only thing I'll take credit for is my farm. I wish you could have driven out there before dark.
You can come and get me tomorrow, can't you?
You're clean bright and early. Do you like your cottage?
Perfect. But you shouldn't have gone to all that trouble. I could have boarded with someone and then... Well, it won't be long before we get married.
Oh, it's good to hear you say that. But you've got to make sure you like the West first.
Oh, I love it.
Bryantville isn't the West. We tried to make this just like any country town back east. All around us, and it's different. Take Claiborne, for instance.
I'll be living here, not in Claiborne.
Well, I know.
Oh.
What's the matter?
That man standing out in front of the cafe.
Oh, yeah. I wrote you about him. That's Chick Thompson. Would you like to cross over on the other side of the street?
Jeff, I think you're wrong about Chick.
What's that?
I met him today. He helped the driver fix the coast when he broke down. And afterwards, he rode a little way with him. We had quite a talk.
I'm not wrong, Mary. There's nothing I've told you that isn't the truth.
Not about what he's done, perhaps, but about the sort of man he is. You may be mistaken there.
Actions speak louder than words.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Come on in. Hey, Red.
Yes, sir. That is our candidate for sheriff, Red Gordon.
Good evening, Miss
Dayton. Hello, Chick. I was a little surprised when I found out who you were.
That's all?
You acted like a gentleman.
Oh, I always try to act like a gentleman when I'm talking with a lady.
You think that? I don't know whether you two have ever met socially, but I don't see how you can stop me from introducing you.
Mary.
Chick, this is Chick Thompson. Chick, Jeff Garnet.
Howdy.
Aren't you going to stay home?
There's no sense to that. We're just as soon not.
I realize that one of you's a rancher and the other a homesteader, but if it weren't for that, I think you two could be good friends. I don't see why you should let a difference of opinion stand in your way.
It goes a lot deeper than that, Mary.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I wonder if you'd still think so after you've eaten some of my apple pie.
Huh?
I want you both to come to supper at my house tomorrow night.
Mary, you can't ask for no good on
me. I'll be glad to come, Miss Eaton.
What about you, Jeff?
I'll be there. Don't you worry about that.
That's fine. I'll expect you both at 6 o'clock.
What are you waiting your turn with that trash?
Easy there, Red.
Watch your talk. Why am I in a persnickety school bag? You're going to look good.
Shut your mouth, Red, or I'll shut it for you.
Yeah.
That's just what I've been waiting to hear. Now that you got a girl in your arm, you got to stop calling and start talking big. All right. Talking means shooting to me. Go for your gun.
It'll be a pleasure, but not when Miss Eaton's around. Mary, I think...
We aren't waiting for nothing. Go for your gun.
Put out there. That shot come from? It knocked the gun right out of his hand.
On your horse and get out of here, Red. Here, you're covered. Into the saddle.
Chick.
You had it coming, Red.
I'm not waiting much longer.
All right, I'm going. You'll be sorry to find your own business, stranger. I will forget this.
Feel as you don't.
I'm going to be the new sheriff of this county, see? And all you gunmen will end up on the gallows.
Get up there.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
as Red galloped down the street, the Lone Ranger turned on his heel and left the little group in front of the cafe. Once outside the town, he mounted Silver and rode back to camp. There he found Tonto waiting for him.
Steady, Silver. Steady, boy.
I need him, Tommy.
You've been gone a long time, Tonto.
Make a job at Bar X.
Cook. That's fine. Did you find out anything about Chalmers?
Me see black arrow on wrist. Him man you look for.
Is Red Gordon a member, too?
Well, me not know about him.
Well, he must be. Otherwise, Chalmers wouldn't be trying to get him elected sheriff.
Now, Tonto here ranchers do what Chalmers say. A young fella named Thompson, tell him.
You mean the only hole they have on their ranches is through Thompson?
That's right.
That explains why Red didn't want him to get friendly with Jeff Bryant.
Why is that?
They had a little argument in Bryantville. You know, he's teaching a new school teacher trying to bring Jeff and Chick together. If she manages it, Tonto, Cameron will be reelected. He won't have anything to worry about. The only trouble is that Chalmers will do everything in his power to stop her. That means the girl will be in danger from now on.
Maybe so.
There's no doubt about it. Here, help me get rid of this disguise. Afterwards, you'd better go back to the ranch.
What you do?
Time we took Sheriff Cameron into our confidence. Silver and I are heading for Claiborne.
Ben Chalmers paced the floor of his living room. Red Gordon sat near the window.
It's 7 o'clock. Is there any sign of him?
Nope.
That means he isn't coming. I told him it was important.
I knew he wouldn't be here. He's having supper with a school teacher, Jeff Bryant.
Yeah.
And that would have set Ben. I was standing just inside the cafe door. I could see the way he was looking at her. He's in love. You can't blame him much. The girl's a looker.
She's going to marry Bryant, isn't she?
Well, Chick might figure he can change your mind.
There must be some way out of this. There must be some way to keep him from making a fool of himself.
What I'm worried about is his making a fool out of her.
Well, let's see. The girl. If something was to happen to her...
That wouldn't do any good. He'd just be driving Chick and Jeff together.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I haven't finished. She disappears, and Chick Thompson disappears with her.
Yes.
Now, shut up. I'm getting up. Jeff would think Chick had kidnapped her. You get all the farmers together and then...
Get Cameron, too. They search the country and find him. The girl would tell the truth. She said it wasn't Chick who kidnapped her.
She couldn't say that. If she was dead, they'd take Chick a prisoner and put him in jail. When the ranchers got wind of that, there'd be a fight. That's as good a way as any of clearing out the extra homesteaders.
There's one angle you got to work out still.
What?
They find the girl, she's dead. They find Chick at the same time. They'd have to be tied up. When they see him that way... No,
they don't define them at the same time. They just disappear at the same time.
Oh, yeah. It don't make any difference what Chick says. They won't believe him.
Aquino, you can't have any part in it, though.
They get them in camp beyond the valley. They can take care of Chick. But like you say, the girl won't be able to talk afterwards. Why can't I take care of her?
You can. Get moving. This has to be done tonight.
Red Leaf Ranch 1 hour ago.
We can't take any chance on the girl being hurt. But we may be able to use our plan in a different way.
Hands
tonight.
My hat's off to you. Sure, but don't want peace in the valley. And that's why you're in
danger.
They want to kill me?
Well, there's no chance of that now. But if you'll do as we say, you may be able to put those crooks where they belong, in jail.
I know your voice, masked man. You're the stranger who saved Jeff's life. You didn't give me a chance to thank you then, but if there's anything I can do, I'm willing.
Then listen.
Wrong again, Mr. Gordon. I left a note for you.
What the? If that's them,
sure to talk. We got to clear out of the county.
No, wait a minute.
Wait, nothing. The ranchers and farmers are riding together. The game's up for good.
I'm not leaving before I finish these two off.
We'll make it fast.
Okay. Up with him, Calvin.
Yes, man.
The Lone Ranger and the sheriff. They've been waiting in the kitchen with the door propped open. They've heard and seen everything.
Oh, my head.
This has happened before, Red. You should know your hand isn't hurt.
You?
Yes, the stranger.
Gordon, you and Chalmers are under arrest. But I've been told you won't hang here. There'll be soldiers coming to take you to Fort Union.
I just want to make sure of you, Gordon. I see your wrist.
No.
The Black Arrow.
Stick out your hand.
Somebody else riding up.
Larry.
It's Jeff.
I don't mind.
Jeff, it's Jeff.
Together. I like the sound of that.
Larry, are you all right?
Of course I am. Didn't Connor tell you there was nothing to worry about?
Oh, I couldn't help it. Good to see you.
Have you noticed the prisoners, Chick?
Yeah, those handcuffs look pretty good to me, too.
How do the ranchers feel about the homesteaders now?
Just like I do. There's one thing certain, Sheriff. Nobody's going to run against you for a long, long time.
That means the homesteaders will get protection.
They got a right to it.
Oh, Chick.
Mary, if I ever said anything against Jeff, I take it all back. There's only one thing I'm hoping, that he'll let me be the best man at your wedding.
You got your wish, mister, and the wedding's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow
is it today?
Hey, Miss Hunter. What is it, Hunter?
Company Jindy now, outside of town. Him carry message from Padre.
From the Padre?
We get that, Teddy.
Teddy, boy. Teddy, Silver.
Oh, Silver. Get him up. Oh, Silver!
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.